Equality in Christ by Maria Fontaine.
In Christ, there is no difference between male and female. You are all the same in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:28. When talking about equal opportunity or equal rights for men and women, the real question that is often on our minds, whether we readily admit it or not, is who is in charge? Competition, pride, jealousy, and discontent haunt many people's lives today. What a relief it would be if in every workplace and in our personal lives we could simply recognize one another's talents, skills, and strengths, and without regard for gender, do the best we can to make sure each person is in the position where he or she will be happy and challenged and able to accomplish the most for the team. But you're probably thinking, that's more easily said than done. You're right. People everywhere yearn to be liberated. The quest for freedom is not unique to one gender. Men and women alike long for liberation. But where can one find it? The secret to freedom is not in men dominating women or in women dominating men, but in everyone working together in harmony, united, blended together in God's love, all fulfilling their roles, all esteeming the other person better than themselves, all serving one another in humility. This might seem unrealistic, a utopian dream that could never happen on this earth. Given the common faults in human nature, how in the world can we get around such things as contention, jealousies, divisiveness, backstabbing, dog-eat-dog competition, etc.? Throughout history, many have seen the resources and talents of women either underdeveloped or exploited. While in many cases, this has been remedied to some extent by legislation, inequalities still exist, and in some societies, the differences are still stark. The good news is that God has a path to gender equality that is superior to any human recourse available. To begin with, it might surprise you to know that God doesn't extol the strength of an individual, whether male or female. The strength of the individual is very limited. The greater strength, the greater love, and other virtues come from above, from God. Therefore, those who are truly liberated, whether they be male or female, are those who look to God for their strength. If you have received Jesus Christ, His Spirit dwells in you. As you give Him more of yourself, your devotion, and your own will, you grow spiritually. Then the abilities that God has given you can be increased many times over, so that you are not as you once were. You become a new person in Him, not with your own strength, but with the power of the Holy Spirit. Even if you have no strength of your own, He can empower you. It's not that you become powerful in yourself. He is the one working in you and through you. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. This is true equally of both men and women. God's Spirit can work through both women and men. It allows women to exercise their gifts and talents, and men to recognize and appreciate those gifts and talents without feeling threatened. The key to true liberation is not seeking domination or power, or having one gender rule over the other. But it is each one lifting up the other, the man helping the woman, and the woman helping the man, and each one giving what he or she is able to give. The solution is unselfishness and sacrifice on both sides, mutual acceptance of the gifts and talents of the other, and mutual recognition of God's Spirit in each person. The Bible teaches us that the greatest of these is love. And if we love one another, God abides in us and His love is perfected in us. The more we yield to God's Spirit, the more areas we discover where there need not be a differentiation between the sexes. Jesus is in all who have received Him, and He empowers and works through them all, regardless of gender. But to all who did receive Him, male and female, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. His children are born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. As we grow closer to God, we see more and more of His Spirit in each other. We stop thinking in terms of, this is the opinion of a woman, or this is the opinion of a man, because we will see God's Spirit at work through that person. Love, respect, trust, mutual admiration, and appreciation for one another come from God. The wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Only He can give us enough of those things to start us down the path to true liberating equality.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.